great religious interest. Multitudes will exult that God is working marvelously for them when the work is that of another spirit. Under a religious guise, Satan will seek to extend his influence over the Christian world. Brothers and sisters, we're here. We're here at this waymark, this historical event that is demonstrating that prophecy is fulfilled, is here in the land today, and this waymark takes place before the latter rain is poured out, before the true power of God is placed on his people during the time period when this primitive godliness is brought about. And this purification of the church that allows the latter rain and the loud cry to be poured out and proclaimed by these people, this takes place at the Sunday law issue. So before the Sunday law, we should expect to see this counterfeit. And brothers and sisters, the counterfeit's here. The counterfeit's here, and we may not in Adventism be willing to believe that we're that close to the end. At least the majority of us seem unwilling to bring our lives into agreement with that great truth, but Satan knows that we're here. And Satan is doing his part in fulfilling this prophecy of the false revival which precedes the Sunday law. Now, the Sunday law is what purifies the church. I, as a Seventh-day Adventist, will either receive the mark of the beast or the seal of God. And if I receive the seal of God, the latter rain will be poured out upon me, empowering me, among other things, to give the loud cry message. The Sunday law is the test that purifies the church. And before the Sunday law, there will be some of us among us that will begin to believe these truths. And then, just prior to the Sunday law, when this issue is being argued about in Congress and working its way through the presses of the land and the television and the radio, those that have prepared to be among those that will be faithful during the testing time will begin to receive the sprinkling of the latter rain. The latter rain will not be poured out without measure until the church is purified, but anyone that has brought his character and his life experience up to the standard and is seeking and pleading for the Holy Spirit can rest assured that the Lord will give it to him. And you can see this this beginning sprinkling of the latter rain just prior to the Sunday law illustrated in the Great Controversy, page 605 and 606. Heretofore, those who presented the truths of the third angel's message have often been regarded as mere alarmists. Their predictions that religious intolerance would gain control in the United States, that church and state